Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Now, during the week, I caught up with two of the stars, the main stars, actually, of Heartstopper, Kit O'Connor and Joe Locke, and they are Nick and Charlie. Alice Oseman is the creator of the series Heartstopper. They are graphic novels, and they are brilliant to get kids that aren't big readers into reading, a kind of a stepping stone, and they're really fabulous, inclusive, heartwarming stories. And there are five books, actually, but she's got season three released on Netflix this past week. And it is serious now, I will say. It's much more serious. And I was lucky enough to catch up with Kit and Joe ahead of it, and here's what they had to say.
Joe, do you know what I think you guys have captured so well is that, and we can, as someone who's much older than you guys, can reflect back on that very intense first love, and you reflect that you guys have made that space so well, and we've acknowledged it so well, that this is something that we go through when we're younger, and it's really intense and it's all consuming.
Yeah, definitely. I think something that everyone can relate to is that teenage infatuation. And it's really lovely to be able to portray that as a more complex love rather than just like, I think a lot of teenagers feel very dismissed by older people when they talk about their first teenage love. But it's nice to be able to portray that as a real deep and actual love.
And I feel like all of the characters and the conversations and the scenarios that you guys have been in season three, I have to say, Joe, I feel like you're way more mature than I am, even as a middle-aged lady. Like, you're so mature as characters, and it's good role modeling.
Yeah, I think one good thing Heartstopper does is definitely we portray people at their best, and their worst sometimes too, but it's very much like a rose-tinted show, which is, I think, what we need at the moment.
I think so as well. And Kit, in episode two of season three, you're with your aunt. Some lovely new characters are being introduced, but she gives a masterclass in how people should talk to people they really care about when they're concerned about them, right?
Yeah, yeah. Hayley Atwell plays my Auntie Diane very, very well, and there's a really important scene in episode two where we go into detail and kind of discuss the very, I think, realistic kind of explanation of what it's like to have a loved one who is going through something like that. And I think it could be, hopefully, touch wood, very helpful.
And Joe, I was thinking, like, watching it as a parent, you know, there are tough moments and you can kind of reflect on parents kind of going, oh, maybe learn from potential mistakes or identify with how they're dealing with things as well. But as an actor in this series, what would be young and old, viewers young and old, what would you like them to take away from this series?
Oh, I think that one good thing our show does is it portrays some quite dark issues, but with the end goal of everything being okay there. And I don't know, I think it's a great way to look at all of your life issues. If you always think that everything's going to be okay eventually, then you can navigate those things in a positive way.
And I want to ask the same to you, Kit. What would you like people to take away from this?
Yeah, I think I just want people to feel like they have a support system of some kind, like they have a community out there, and that there are always people who are there for them, even if they don't know them. You know, I think Heartstopper, one of the real special things about this show is the fact that it's kind of built a community even inside of the community, and that's very special.
It is. And I also would like to thank Alice for the fact that she got my daughter into reading because she was reluctant. And the graphic novels are so important. And I'm sure both of you have people in your lives who adore the novels as well as the series.
Yeah. They don't tell us much about it, I don't think, because they don't want to sort of, you know, embarrass us. But yeah, I have met sort of a couple of people who I know who have like a, you know, a kid or a sibling or something like that who really loves the books. And, you know, I mean, the books are really huge now. So.
Yeah. They're so big and they're so critical to even starting conversations and jumping off for parents and getting kids into reading because they are the graphic novels. So how do you feel at the closure, Joe, of this series? Are you, because I mean, I'm sure it's become a family with the cast as well.
We have the most amazing time shooting the show. I've met some of my best friends doing it. And so I'm really proud of the season. I think it's the best season of Heartstopper yet.
Excellent. And Kit, how do you feel about it as well? Like, it's very much, I suppose when you're filming, you're insular, like you're in your little bubble. And now, you know, it's going to be released to the world as well.
Yeah, it's always a bit strange. It's always a bit strange because it does still feel like an incredibly small show, and we're there in this school, and it doesn't feel really like anyone's going to watch it. And then, you know,
they do.
Here we are.
Before I let you go, have either of you been to Ireland?
Yes, I haven't.
Yeah.
I have Irish family.
Well, you haven't been to Ireland?
I've filmed. Half my family are Irish. Yeah. I've never been.
My mum grew up in Dublin, so I'm...
Did she? I should know that. So have you been beyond Dublin, though, Kit?
No, well, I've spent more time in Northern Ireland. I've spent quite a lot of time in Belfast.
Excellent. Well, Joe, it's an official invite now. Okay. You have to come over. Thank you both. Thank you, Joe and Kit from Heartstopper. Thank you for joining me on Weekend Breakfast. Thank you, guys.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.